Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. To Afghanistan, to Charlie Daggett of CBS News, reporting from the front lines, very front lines, these last days for CBS News and the world. Charlie, a good day to you in Afghanistan. Your explanation of the events around Kabul are extremely clear and threatening. Right now, the Taliban is advancing. We're told that 157 districts now in Taliban control of the little more than 400 in all of the country. It appears that the circle is closing on Kabul, where you have reported. And most recently, you were within hours' drive of Kabul, and the Taliban was advancing up a very severe road, and the Afghan National Army forces were in retreat. I want to concentrate on what you can tell me about security at the embassy, security at the airport, in the event of a total catastrophe in the rest of the country. What is your measure now about those two places, the U.S. embassy and the airport, to leave and enter Afghanistan being secure? Hello, Charlie.
Hello, John. You know, that is key. The airport and the embassy are key. The airport is important, obviously, because of the embassy, but also for all the diplomatic presences here in the country. What surprised me about the trip out to Kapisa province, just outside of Kabul, is first of all, how close the Taliban are getting. Secondly, how capable they are now, without having to worry about U.S. airstrikes to deter them. The fact that the Afghan military is now reliant on these uprising militias in order to hold them at bay, to hold the advance. It was much more, dynamic, a front line than any of us were expecting. So the Taliban is sort of breathing down the neck of Kabul and the capital. Where this becomes critical and vital and important right now is we are entering a phase, a turning point in the U.S. presence, particularly here in the capital. There was a small press conference with General Scott Miller at Resolute Support this week. I attended that press conference. He said that he would be handing over command to somebody who would now be responsible for things like the airport and the residual forces that would be there in order to protect the embassy. It changes the nature of the U.S. presence here, the nature of the NATO presence here, Resolute Support. And the critical point is now, and I can tell you because I know this, I've come through that airport a lot. Right now, the airport, by and large, is protected by, in terms of Resolute Support security, protected by Turkish forces. That has not been resolved yet, who's going to continue to protect the airport. Until that is resolved, there will be a residual U.S. force here, and that, by American mandate, if not by the Taliban mandate, is still allowed to happen through September 11th. Until that's resolved, I'm not exactly sure what's going to happen with the airport. I know that they are fortifying it with new weaponry. The U.S. Embassy has its own fortifications as well. And of course, you know, it's almost an afterthought or a footnote, but there are Afghan security forces too, providing security for the airport and the U.S. embassy.
Charlie, what we're looking at here is a catastrophe. So I want to entertain the possibility that there's another that there's another outcome. Do you measure that the people of Kabul are preparing to live with the Taliban, or is everyone right now unclear of the future after September 11th? Do you get a sense that there is some adaptation underway?
You know, John, I don't want to move it too far in that direction, because there isn't a sort of sense of panic. Some people who have got the resources, and not many here do, are already leaving.
Right.
There have been increased fortifications in terms of checkpoints, in terms of a higher profile Afghan support. One thing I can tell you, and this is on the record, that General Miller has advised Afghan security forces, and I use that as a broad term umbrella, but because we're talking about Afghan National Army, the ANA, but also intelligence services, etc., commandos, that they may need to pull back the best of their resources in order to protect the important assets, i.e. the district capitals, including, obviously, most importantly, Kabul. And that I have witnessed. It has become, if you can even imagine this, more militarized. But is there a sense of dread or panic? No, it's a foreboding. People here are concerned. The government is concerned. They've been careful not to trigger a sense of panic, but they clearly are concerned with what's going on here. The green zone has been fortified. We know for a fact, on background anyway, that there's been more activity in terms of insurgent surveillance around places like the Green Zone and the airport and the U.S. Embassy. So there's a lot more activity. But yes, intelligence services have predicted that it is within reason or within possibility that Kabul itself could fall between 6 months to 2 years. And that's reality. And I think it's reality that everybody is facing here. But, in terms of, is the Taliban knocking on the door? Not just yet, but everybody feels that those days may be coming.
Your conversation with two of the interpreters, and you probably have many more that could testify, suggests that the interpreters are gravely at risk. Is there any other part of the population that has been identified by either the U.S. forces or the Afghan government at risk? Any other large category?
Oh, sure. You know, across the board. And John, this has already been happening. There have been assassinations of public figures, women in particular. Politicians are being assassinated. Journalists, local journalists are being targeted, assassinated. Obviously, there's always a high risk for journalists, especially American journalists operating within Kabul, but that risk has been increased. There's solid intelligence out there to suggest that things have changed. And that's because the Taliban, especially the Haqqani network, which is this offshoot of the Taliban, which has been active within Kabul, has become more active. It's as the tide of influence has changed, as the United States is drawing back, NATO is drawing back, and the surveillance and intelligence and eyes and ears on the ground is starting to draw down. The Haqqani network, as part of the Taliban, is starting to fill the void, and they're able to move around. So yes, the warning has gone out for public figures, anybody working within the Afghan government, journalists, women, educators. These are the threats that have been there for some time, but now they're becoming more more serious and more real, and it's already started happening. The interpreter story is an interesting one, largely because you're talking about 18,000 interpreters. All of them have to be vetted, which is why they're talking about taking them to a third country. But it's also their families. So you're talking about a massive airlift of between, 60 and 70,000 people if you sort of do the math. It's extraordinary because when you dig down into the detail, I said, did they really, are these random vague threats? No, they have their phone numbers. They know where they live. One man I spoke to, he went back to sell his house because he knew he couldn't live there anymore. This was in Kunduz province with his father. The Taliban were climbing over the walls. They were questioning. They both made a run for it. They shot his father in the back as they were running through the woods. He couldn't go back. He couldn't even go to his father's funeral. You know, this is the reality on the ground. And even though the Taliban said that they're not going to harm interpreters, what they say, and this is, there's always a caveat with the Taliban. They say, if they show remorse for their infidelity and for being traitors for working with an invading army. And this is the temperature as we're going forward. And really, is the Taliban have the upper hand?
Charlie Daggett, CBS News. He's in Kabul reporting on Afghanistan, the last days of the U.S. presence in Afghanistan. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient unlocked. Miracle Whip. You know it. Your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.